So why are twins so useful to scientists? I asked Athula Sumatipala, Professor of Psychiatry at the University of Kiel, who is in the process of setting up a twins database in Sri Lanka.
It's a specific methodology by comparing identical or monozygotic twins with non-identical twins, because monozygotic twins, or what we call as identical twins, are similar, and because they share the genes exactly in the same way, in a given trait, for example, eye color, skin color, things like that, compared to the non-identical twins, identical twins share the characteristics almost 100%. So therefore, by comparing a group of identical twins with non-identical twins, we can actually get a very clear idea about the relative contribution of genes and the environment.
Think of it like this. If you have 100 pairs of identical twins and 100 pairs of non-identical twins, and you look at whether or not they have a particular trait or disease, let's just say, for example, diabetes. If in 50% of the sets of the identical twins, both of the twins have diabetes, but that's only the case in 20% of the sets of non-identical twins, then it's more likely to be an inherited or genetic trait. It's that question about what happens to people in different environments, and in particular different parts of the world, that has driven the research by Athula Sumatipala and his team to create twins databases based in non-Western countries. Athula's particular interest is in mental health, and it was through a twins database that he and colleagues set up in Colombo in the early 2000s that the team made an important discovery about depression.
We found that depression is less heritable in Sri Lankan sample compared to the Western population. We also have seen differences in the heritability, which means transferring the traits from one generation to the other generation.
This means that in Sri Lanka, a person's environment played a bigger part than their genes in whether or not they suffered from depression than it did in Western populations. And this was particularly the case for men. Athula says that this was a unique finding compared to similar research in the West. And he cites it as a key reason why more twin studies and databases are needed in the developing world.
Heritability estimates, which means understanding the percentage of genetic influence from one generation to the other generation in terms of a trait, is very different in one population to the other one.
Athula says these kinds of findings are vital to designing the right interventions to help people with depression. He laments that only 10% of research comes from those countries that bear 90% of the world's diseases, meaning much of the way clinicians understand or diagnose certain health problems is based on research carried out in countries with very different environments.
Actually, the low and middle income countries, most of the evidence they use are from the Western societies, Western findings, Western research. If people believe that we can actually extrapolate from research done in other part of the world, the evidence-based interventions, which we believe as evidence, is quite biased.
Athula says that his team was one of the first to create a twins database in the developing world. Since then, he says that many more have followed suit.
You know, when we started the Sri Lankan Twin Registry 15 to 20 years ago, there weren't anything. And Sri Lankan Twin Registry is the functioning largest developing world twin base. We have 10,000 twin pairs only in Colombo district. Now there are twin databases in Cuba, Papua New Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Nigeria, Malaysia, Thailand, such countries. It's growing, but we were the first.
In order to help build up this pool of research even further, Athula and his team recently won a grant from the Medical Research Council in the UK to start a new countrywide population-based twin study in Sri Lanka. They are teaming up with scientists in Sri Lanka, Australia, and elsewhere in the UK to register and find all of the twins between the age of 0 and 18 in Sri Lanka, as well as all the mothers pregnant with twins. To start with, the focus will be on research into child and adolescent mental health.
Worldwide, 10 to 20% of children and adolescents experience mental disorders which go unrecognized, partly because of stigma. And again, 50% of all mental illness begin by the age of 14, and 3/4 by mid-20s. So therefore, early brain development and childhood adversities facing war and trauma and their impact on brain for future mental illness was very important.
The Sri Lankan part of the project launched in April 2018, and now Athula and his team are basically on the hunt for twins. They're visiting schools and hospitals and working with the Sri Lankan Ministry of Health in an effort to try and find all the twins that they can.
This cohort can be used to do studies in non-mental health research as well, for that matter, you know, studying twin pairs when they are delivered, they have got low birth weight, there are a lot of medical complications, obstetric complications. So it will bring a very good opportunity to do longitudinal studies by following them up. And again, strategically, what we are going to do along with this twin cohort, we are going to study a non-twin sample as well. So it's a very ambitious but scientifically strong project we are embarking on.
They're also exploring the feasibility of similar small population-based twins databases in New Delhi, India, Islamabad in Pakistan, and Dhaka in Bangladesh.